I have to ask you ahead of our public holiday, with a name like McVeigh, is there any Irish in you?
There is, yeah. In fact, I have an Irish passport myself.
Do you?
Through my grandfather. My grandfather was born in Belfast, but he actually spent a lot of his time living in, later in his life, he lived in County Cork.
Okay.
And my parents and I still spend a lot of time there, so yeah.
All right, so if you spend a load of time in Cork, do you truly believe that it is Ireland's capital? Because Corkonians think that they live in the capital.
I think it's a beautiful city. I'm not going to wade in on that debate. I don't feel qualified.
But it's all right, because no, you can wade in, because you know, you spent some time there, you've got the Irish passport, you're more than qualified to wade in on that, especially as you're not going to Cork with this show.
Yeah, that's true.
So the Irish part, was that out of the Brexit thing that you decided, well, look, I'm going to have that because that's handy?
Yeah, exactly. It was also because, as I mentioned, my parents have a place there. Mm. They spend about 4 months a year there. I try and spend about a month of the year in Ireland.
Oh, do you?
We just thought it would be handy to have the passport, yeah.
What's your thing? What do you like about the country?
Very cliched answer, but obviously the pubs and the Guinness and the people, very friendly and lovely. But I love to swim in the sea as well, and Cork is perfect for that.
Where do you go? What's the area you have here? Because we spend our holidays in Cork because it's stunning.
We're in Dunmanus Bay, like just south of Bantry Bay, in a place
Bantry,
called Akista,
yeah,
a little tiny village.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful spot.
Really, and stunning beaches. My God, the whole way dotted along that coastline, you know?
Yeah.
When you travel into Ireland now over the weekend, will you, you know, with pride show that passport out?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. So, listen, the new album, it's out a few weeks now. Are you happy with how that's all gone down? I mean, people, the fans are loyal to you, aren't they?
Yeah. We've been so happy with the reception, and also with the tour starting, like, the shows have been busy, and we were kind of unsure as to how it was all going to go. You know, we feel like we're kind of on the wave of gigs reopening, you know, in the UK and Ireland.
No, you're not wrong. Definitely right.
Yeah. We were kind of hesitant in, like, a bit worried about how many people were going to turn up, you know, and how many people were still worried about coronavirus and all that. But the gigs have been really busy.
They're packed. I've been really looking at some of the videos and some of the pictures doing the rounds. They're packed shows, man.
Yeah. So we've been very surprised by that, and it's just been so much fun. It feels like the pandemic never happened, so we're over the moon.
Is it really like that? Do you feel like it is out there that it never happened?
I'm sure it doesn't, like, out in the wider world, but I think people, you know, when they're coming to these shows, they just need that release.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
For a lot of people coming to these shows we've done so far, it would have been their first show for 2 or 3 years maybe. And so I think we've definitely felt that in the room. You know, people really need to let loose and just enjoy some music again.
Mega.
It's been great to be a part of that.
It's such a relief. And yeah, you're as you're out there riding that first wave, the reaction would even be stronger. But again, I've got to ask, with the new album, As I Try Not to Fall Apart, is that a reflective, you know, thought on the past 2 years, or is there something more in that?
At the very least, on a subconscious level, it must be, because we wrote most of the album in strict lockdowns, kind of separated. So I think we definitely put down a lot of our feelings and a lot of our thoughts about how that impacted us into the music. You know, I'd say especially with a song like As I Try Not to Fall Apart.
Yeah.
It feels very much like it was written in the midst of a forced isolation, you know, at least to me. Yeah.
Big time. And when you three recorded it, did you do it separately or did you come together for that?
We came together for the recording, but it was the first time we'd ever kind of written a lot of material separately. So I don't know, there's a few moments on this album that are perhaps a bit different to stuff we've done before, you know, just because of that reason. Like, when you're writing songs on your own, you always try and cling to whatever you can that you think makes a good song, you know, and often that can be something quite weird and wild when you're on your own, you know, you have no one to bounce ideas off. And so a lot of the ideas we came to the studio with were definitely kind of unusual for White Lies, I'd say. But we sort of pursued them to the end, I think, in the studio as well, which is great. It's one of the things I love about the album, how much kind of variance there is on it and how the songs sound different to each
other. Did anyone turn up with material going, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever done? And you've looked at each other going, man, this is crap.
I mean, yeah, that's for sure. That happens in all walks of life when you're in a band. Like, you get very excited about something and everyone else just shoots it down. But, you know, we trust each other very much and we've been working together for so long that I think we can accept it when those things happen. And it's just all about kind of communication and getting across what you think is important, I think. But having said that, we definitely struggled with that a little bit in the studio. Like, it was something that we had to learn how to do. As I said, we've never really written like that before. You know, we've always kind of been together before we've gone in the studio, and we've had like a real precise plan of what we're going to record and when. And this pandemic kind of threw that out of the window.
Sure.
So we had to adjust quite quickly. Yeah.
Massive learning curve. Massive.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
The work ethic pretty strong with you guys? Do you normally when you come together to do it, you by what you're saying there, there's a plan and you hammer on through it and follow the plan. But so, are you a pretty hard working band?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, I think we know what it takes now, having done it for so long. And we've always been a hard working band, but I think it's often taken other people, you know, our crew or our management, to give us a bit of a boot up the behind, you know. So, but I think these days we just know what's required, you know, and how much work it takes, and we just put our heads down and get on with it, you know. And on tour as well, you know, touring can be hard work too. You have to take care of yourself. So, I think we learn how to do that now. So, we're pretty good at it.
It's worth it, isn't it, to look after yourself?
And also just to be able to keep doing this job, you know, we feel so lucky to do it. So. We're just going to work hard at it, so do it for as long as possible. You
know? Rolling Stones are 60 years out doing what they're doing this year. I mean, can living that kind of lifestyle, how do you think that they have done that? Seriously.
I have no idea, to be honest. I'm not going to last that long myself.
There won't be many that will. I noticed backstage in Scotland the other night, it was Iron Brew and haggis-flavoured crisps. We have to make sure that you get sorted with good old Irish, not Northern Irish, Irish, Republic of Ireland.
Tato, yes.
Liam Gallagher loves them, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard good things about Tato World. Have you ever been there?
I have been there, yeah. They're not calling it Tato World anymore. There's a new name. It's not Tato Park, it's called. But they're going to call it something else. The deal with Tato has run out. But it has to be Tato and Guinness for you guys backstage at Vicar Street on Monday, I think, you know?
I'm looking forward to that very much.
All right, man. Yeah. Listen, play a packed out show. Enjoy it. And thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
We will. Thanks so much. Great to talk to you.